Proverbs chapter 14. Every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her hands. He who walks in his uprightness fears reverences the Lord Jehovah. But he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increases by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will speak lies. A scorner seeks wisdom, and does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands. Go from the presence of a foolish man, when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share with its joy. The house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tabernacle, tent, of the upright will flourish. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that joy is sorrow. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, and a good man will be satisfied from himself. The simple-minded believe every word, but the prudent man looks well to his going. A wise man fears, and departs from evil, but the fool rages, and is confident. He who is quick to become angry deals foolishly, and a man of wicked devices plans is hated. The simple-minded inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, is happy. Do they not err who devise evil? But mercy and truth will be to those who devise good. In all labor there is profit. But the talk of the lips tends only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. In the fear of the Lord Jehovah is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear, reverence of the Lord Jehovah, is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the lack of people is the destruction of the prince. He who is slow to anger is of great understanding, but he who is hasty of spirit exalts folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous has hope in his death. Wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath, anger, judgment is against him who causes shame.